Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. 17 persons killed in a massive fire at a residential building in Hyderabad. Prime Minister expresses anguish and announces ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to families of the deceased. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announces plans for a new policy to revive liquidated primary agriculture credit societies. Government to send all-party delegation to 32 nations to highlight India's anti-terror resolve in the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. In US, at least 27 people killed and dozens injured in powerful storms and tornadoes in parts of Kentucky, Missouri and several other states. IMD forecast very heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka today. Parts of eastern, northeastern, southern and western India also to receive heavy rainfall. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Punjab Kings in Jaipur at 3:30 p.m. today. Match between Delhi Capitals and Gujarat Titans in Delhi this evening. In Telangana, 17 people have been killed and several injured when a fire broke out in a residential place near Charminar in Hyderabad this morning. The deceased include 8 children under 7 years of age and 6 women. The injured have been shifted to various nearby hospitals. The fire broke out in a ground plus 2 building in Gulzar House area. The fire broke out on the ground floor and spread to the upper 2 floors later. Telangana Disaster Response and Fire Services DG Y. Nagi Reddy said, 11 fire tenders and a robot were pressed into service immediately.
Around 6:16, fire department got a call. 11 fire engines were dispatched along with sufficient staff. And then 11 people were taken out of the first floor and they were shifted to the hospital. 4 people were rescued from the top floor. The information is 17 people could not survive.
The police informed that the cause of the fire is not yet known and an inquiry has been initiated into it. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directed the officials to take all measures to provide better medical assistance to the affected people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was deeply anguished by the loss of lives due to the fire tragedy. In a social media message, he conveyed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced plans for a new policy aimed at the economic revival of primary agriculture credit societies, PACs, that have been liquidated. Addressing the cooperatives conference organized by the Gujarat State Cooperative Union at Science City in Ahmedabad, Mr. Shah emphasized the government's commitment to strengthening the cooperative infrastructure in the country by revitalizing the PACs. He also outlined the government's ambitious goal of establishing a PACs in every panchayat across the country by 2029. Highlighting the government's focus on the principle of cooperation among cooperatives, Mr. Shah said that this initiative has led to an increase in cooperative deposits by 11,000 crore rupees. The event witnessed participation from over 4,000 cooperative leaders representing 800 cooperatives from the state. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, is also scheduled to attend several other events in Ahmedabad and Mehsana. More from our correspondent.
Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah hailed the Gujarat model of cooperatives and urged the cooperative leaders to focus on economic strengthening of cooperatives, use of technology to bring transparency in the cooperative system, and encourage cooperative training in order to expand the cooperative network in the country. He also advocated the four-layer cooperative model for the sustainability of the cooperatives. In the afternoon, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the frozen potato processing plant in Sadra village of Mehsana. In the evening, he'll inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various infrastructure projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1500 crore. He will also distribute the kits to the beneficiaries of various KVIC schemes and address a public gathering. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. More from our correspondent.
The first group, led by BJP MP Bajan Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. This delegation will include veteran leader Ghulam Nabi Azad, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. The second group, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the European Union, Italy and Denmark. The third delegation will be led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, which will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. The fourth group, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, will visit the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone. The fifth delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. The sixth delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimoji Karunanidhi, will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The seventh group will be led by NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule, which will visit Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia and South Africa. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the world has witnessed the military strength of a self-reliant India and the success of the Make in India initiative through Operation Sindoor. He was addressing the media following a Tiranga Yatra organized in the Khapar Kheda Panchayat area of Nagpur district today.
Operation Sindoor mein jis prakar se Bharat ki sena ne bahaduri dikhai hai, pure desh mein janta Bharat ke sena ke saath khadi hai, desh ke pradhanmantri ji ke sankalp ke saath khadi hai. Aur yahan par bhi hum logon ne yeh tay kiya ki keval shaharon mein nahi panchayaton mein bhi Tiranga Yatra niklegi, panchayat ke log bhi sena ko dhanyawad dena chahte hain.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian Space Research Organization's Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 aboard the PSLV C-61, which was launched from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh this morning, could not complete its mission as it encountered some technical problem during the third stage. Soon after the launch, ISRO Chief Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance was normal to the second stage, but due to an observation in the third stage, the mission could not be accomplished.
Up to the second stage, the performance was quite normal. Third stage motor started perfectly, but during the functioning of the third stage, we are seeing an observation and the mission could not be accomplished. After analysis, we shall come back.
International Museum Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated annually to raise awareness about museums as vital means of cultural exchange, cultural enrichment, and fostering mutual understanding, cooperation, and peace. This year's theme for International Museum Day is Future of Museums in Rapidly Changing Communities. To increase public engagement with India's cultural heritage, the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced free entry for the public to all ASI monuments and museums across the country today.
To encourage broader public participation, the ASI has opened its 52-site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public without charge. This initiative offers a unique opportunity to explore these priceless collections, many of which are vital to understanding India's rich culture and historical legacy. Having pan-India reach, with 3,698 protected monuments and sites and 52 museums, ASI's 26 sites are in UNESCO's World Heritage List. With Bhanu's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the occasion of World Museum Day, the Bihar Museum in Patna has once again drawn national and international attention for its modern approach to preserving and presenting the state's rich cultural heritage. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Singh, who now serves as the Director General and Chief Architect of the Bihar Museum, said the institution has fostered a network of museums across Patna and surrounding areas.
संग्रहालय केवल एक संग्रहालय एक भवन और एक कलाकृतियों का संग्रह बन के नहीं रह जाए बल्कि समाज से जुड़ा हुआ रहे इसके लिए बहुत सारी गतिविधियां सांस्कृतिक कार्यक्रम किए जाते हैं लोग विभिन्न तरह के कार्यक्रमों में आते रहे और हमसे जुड़ते रहे हम लोग ज्यादा ख्याल बच्चों का रखते हैं क्योंकि बिहार की आबादी बहुत युवा आबादी है इससे होता क्या है कि संग्रहालय समाज से जुड़ा रहता है और नई नई गतिविधियां करता रहता है लोग नई चीजें सीखते हैं
The portals of the world-famous Sri Rudranath Temple in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand were opened for devotees at Brahma Muhurt today with full rituals. A large number of devotees were present during the opening of the portals. The portals will remain open for the next 6 months. In Rudranath Temple, which has a special place among the Panch Kedars as the fourth Kedar, the Ekanand form, that is the face of Lord Shiv, is worshipped. In the United States, at least 27 people lost their lives and dozens more have been injured as powerful storms and tornadoes tore through parts of Kentucky, Missouri, and several other states. Kentucky has been the worst affected, with 18 confirmed fatalities and several people in critical condition, mostly in the southeastern region. Missouri and Virginia also reported casualties, with severe storms and falling trees causing more damage. In Missouri alone, more than 5,000 homes are believed to have been damaged. Authorities have declared states of emergency in the hardest hit areas and warned that the number of casualties may continue to rise as rescue operations progress. In the U.S., one person has been killed and five others injured in an explosion outside a fertility clinic in the city of Palm Springs, California. The blast caused significant damage, impacting multiple buildings across several blocks. Talking to media, an FBI officer described the incident as an intentional act of terrorism. Authorities have urged the public to avoid the area, which remains an active emergency zone as the investigation continues. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar on his birthday today. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu wished him good health and very many years in the service of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said Mr. Dhankar is blessed with tremendous knowledge of the Constitution, reflecting from his years of work as a leading lawyer. He wished Mr. Dhankar a long and healthy life. The Prime Minister also greeted former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda on his birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Mr. Devegowda is widely respected for his statesmanlike approach and passion towards public service. The former Prime Minister turned 92 today. The Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, hosted a STEM mentorship program, Manasvi, for high school girls in New Delhi today. The program is a flagship initiative by the Academic Outreach and New Initiatives Office at IIT Delhi and aims to inspire young girls to explore careers in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, that is STEM. The objective of the program is to improve the skewed gender ratio in STEM and imbibe the girls with the right set of skills and mindset to encourage them to pursue careers in STEM. Manasvi aims to go beyond just academic engagement by offering to these young girls a voice, a platform and a belief that they belong in STEM. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka for today. It said heavy rainfall is expected in Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana, South Madhya Maharashtra, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar today. Isolated to scattered light and moderate rainfall, accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds, is likely over Marathwada, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa. Heat wave conditions are expected in Jammu, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and northern Madhya Pradesh. IMD has forecast warm night conditions in eastern Madhya Pradesh today. Moving on to sports in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 17 persons killed in a massive fire at a residential building in Hyderabad. Prime Minister expresses anguish and announces ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to families of the deceased. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announces plans for a new policy to revive liquidated primary agriculture credit societies. Government to send all-party delegation to 32 nations to highlight India's anti-terror resolve in the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. In US, at least 27 people killed and dozens injured in powerful storms and tornadoes in parts of Kentucky, Missouri and several other states. IMD forecast very heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka today. Parts of eastern, northeastern, southern and western India also to receive heavy rainfall. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Punjab Kings in Jaipur at 3:30 p.m. today. Match between Delhi Capitals and Gujarat Titans in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.